We're on a new platform now, folks. Not really new, leaving an old one. Many of you might have noticed, if you've been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, that we had a very big show going on there 3 or 4 years ago, and then there were a lot of technical difficulties that were happening too often, so we stopped for a while. We went back to check it out again, did a few shows there. Technical difficulties again, and so we'll be doing our show here on Life on Planet Earth. The series that we'll be doing here is called The Fourth Leg, and you'll always see that in the description and in the title. What The Fourth Leg was about was how we can live and be economically safe in a world that seems to be going crazy now, where everybody's getting poor, people are losing jobs, all kinds of horrible things are going on. We talk about practical spirituality, our spiritual growth, the growth on the mental, physical, and spiritual side, but also how we can work in a capitalist society to sustain such growth and well-being. On our show, called Practical Spirituality on Blog Talk Radio, you can still find some of the recordings. We were talking about ways of working not only to strengthen oneself physically, mentally, and spiritually, but how to try to find ways to make enough money to do what we wanted to do. Now you might say, well, I want to fly to Paris, or I want to take a space shuttle to the moon. I want a big house or a new Lamborghini. But you see, on Practical Spirituality and The Fourth Leg, we didn't talk about what other people told you that you wanted to do. We talked about the life that you wanted to live, what you really wanted, not all the flowers and the garnishing, not the gold and the bling, not to be patted on your back by your family members and friends who maybe thought you wouldn't make anything of yourself and they're happy because you finally have succumbed to the capitalist system and you're working yourself in order to climb to the top of the invisible pyramid. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your life's desire. And we're talking about having the nerve to do your life desire right now and find a way to finance that. It's that simple. There are a lot of people doing things that we didn't think possible a long time ago. Some people are working on the internet and making a little bit of money, and they are driving around living in cars and living in vans. Some are doing it because they have to, but some do it because they are young. They want to see the country. They know that if they work super hard in order to get enough money to travel and visit places, they won't have time to visit. So a lot of them are just in their vans, working enough in order to live a life that is joyful for them and their friends. My question is this: are you doing that? Are you working enough, just enough, to have a life that is enjoyable for you and your family and your friends, or are you laden down with the guilt trip that says that you can do better and you're wasting your life because you're not working to the full extent of your abilities? This is not an accusation. This is a question. This is something to ponder. It's not something to just answer quickly either. It's something to really think about. When someone says, what do you really want to do? What is your heart's desire? It's not something that can be answered quickly, because I think most of us don't really know. You have some people who say they want fame, but what do they really want? When they say they want fame, do they want fame, or do they want what comes with the fame? Do they want to perform some type of art or some type of music or something and be appreciated for it? Is that what they want, or do they want fame? Do they want millions, or do they want to be able to do what they do, be appreciated for it, and make a living? What do they really want? It's time to think about that. I wrote a book called Life, Work, and Spirituality a long time ago that talked about ways of using your job, whatever it is, to move forward, to develop yourself mentally, spiritually, and physically, so that your work becomes life work instead of just a job. It was talking about using any job that you have and practicing the use of that job in order to grow, become a better person, more powerful, more innovative, and more creative, so that you could either settle into that job and be that way, or you could begin to use the skills you pick up at that job to fulfill your dreams. How many of us are doing that? Do you realize the power that you have to fulfill your dreams, even if you're working at a fast food store, or if you're delivering food or anything? During the time you're doing that, you could be reading, you could be writing, you could be developing yourself. You could be talking with people who are coming to the counter, changing their whole lives, giving them something that they need to carry into this painful society that we call the United States. You can be volunteering to do things at work that will give you the life skills so that maybe you can hit the road. Maybe you can be an employee that is so great that you can say, well, can I do my work from home? Could I do my work on a laptop? Can I do my work while I'm traveling and do it through the computer? You can do many things once you have developed yourself and moved in that direction over time. My question is, how many of us are doing that? I think that many of us aren't doing that because we haven't even considered the possibility, and we don't know what we really want. And so, one of the ways I was working on gathering what I wanted was by going to a lot of the crypto platforms where you would basically deposit amount of money. The platform would invest that money for you, supposedly in crypto trade or stock, and they would give you a pretty big return on what you put in with the interest you could take out each week. That worked well in several cases. There were very sincere ones who really did the work to do that. Some of them gave only about 3% interest per week. But if you put enough money in there, you see, you could make $300 or $400 a month. Excuse me, that's not $300 or $400 a month. It was $300 or $400 a year, and if you didn't take anything out and you let it build up, it went up into the thousands and thousands that you had, like a giant bank account. That didn't work at all. The United States government and the banking industry and the multi-level management companies that made money off of you selling things for them. The SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, they all got together, decided that they weren't making the money off of these things that they were making off of the regular stock exchange or banks, And so they began to accuse them of not paying out and closing them down, freezing their assets before they could pay out. And then all of the people who had money invested and their hopes and dreams invested lost that money and their hopes and dreams. And many of the people who started these organizations and had run them for years were suddenly being taken to court because of a problem that was being created by the people taking them to court. This is what has been happening behind the scenes when it comes to crypto. Luckily, I always made more money than I put in. But the reserve and the dream, the hope for being able to keep taking it out so I could live anywhere and do the things I wanted, slowly faded, was taken away by the outside forces in our country that was supposed to protect me. And so here I am again, still working with some of them, trying to find what works. Instead, however, I have begun to find those that don't work. They came into the market on purpose after they saw that people could just shut down what was happening and do what they call a rug pull, which is to suddenly just stop paying for no reason at all. And many companies just started to step in and rug pull over and over again. You see, the problem was you had to depend on the morality of these people because there was no regulation. And unfortunately, many people with the gifts and talent and skills to do the things they do don't have any morality. And so, after the brief break, I'll tell you about a few that I was involved in and am involved in. We'll be back very soon. Find out more about the things that we are doing, visit our website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. That is www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. And if you want to challenge yourself and learn to enhance your life right now, you'll find a number and an email where you can take advantage of our life coaching that works on mind, body, and spirit. And now, back to the show. I'll start with the thumbs down platform that I was on. The name of it is Profit Kind. I heard about it from a young woman who is a very interesting person. We talked, we had plans of putting money in and building it up over time, only to find that after a while, this is my experience, they would pretend as though there was a problem with the website, and they would pretend to ask you for more money to get your money. My latest correspondence with them was a couple of days ago when they said that my money had somehow been sent into limbo on the internet and they needed $500 in order to flush it back out. Upon this, I told them to drop dead and reported them to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Of course, I won't get anything back. But my hope is they'll get shut down because no one works hard, put their money in these things so that their money can be stolen. I've heard many horror stories in some of these platforms where people had taken all of the money from their parents' pension and all kinds of things like that because they couldn't make it on little Social Security, and they're about to be thrown out of their home, and they would take all of the money that they had and they put it in these platforms, and for a while all this money would be coming back, and then there'd be an attack by the government and it would be shut down and they would be totally broke to the point of being homeless. And I am talking about thousands and thousands of people who were involved in something called Novatech. You can Google that and check it out if you're interested in what happened to them, or funds, or several other ones that were paying well only to be shut down. It's bad enough when that happens, but when you run into a group of people who are just shutting down things on purpose and fleeing, they need to be dealt with. So for the first time, I reported them to the SEC because I'm tired of them destroying people's lives and using the fear that they'll be shut down and you'll lose your money as a weapon against you. And so Prophet Kind said that my check was in the mail. I have heard nothing from them in 4 days, nor have I received anything, making me think that is a rug pull. So be very careful who you deal with, because this one only lasted for me a week. Now get this, you see, the ones I talked about before lasted for 4 years, and one for 7 years, one for a year. How is it that this one only lasted for a week? Because it was crooked from the beginning and it planned to steal people's money. My guess is that it is still up and you can still invest in it. But it's like a roach motel. Those roaches get in, but they can't get out. So if you run upon this one, run from it like crazy. I'm also working on one now where you send emails. If the emails get clicks, you earn money. And then as you earn your money, you can invest a little bit more, which will allow you to send more and more emails. And as time grows on, you can get a lot more money. You can find a little bit about this one on our website. Right now, I'm working at it and I'm seeing if it works. I've been sending out emails. I'm getting clicks. But like I said, you have to invest in it first. When you first go in, you get 4 or 5 days of free emails. You can send them out and you can check it out and you can see if you want to do it. And then if you want to do it, you pay $95 to join. You get more that you can send out, and then you can just start your journey. The thing is, though, you have to know how much you want to invest, how much you're going to make. And I will let you know how it goes so far, because it's necessary to make at least $300 before a withdrawal. And I am only up to $225 as of now. But in the Facebook group for them, Clickly is the name of it, there are people who are making thousands a week. But the thing is, it took them years, maybe 1 year, I guess, to climb to a point where they were sending out enough emails to do that. And so it's not easy, but it's a chance. It's a chance to begin to break free of the 40-40-40 job cycle, which is working for 40 years, working 40 hours a week, and getting 40% of the pay that you need to live off of when you retire. And I think that trying these things several ways and several times is a way to at least break the cycle. I've been very successful in some, and not so much in others. But this one was the first disaster where it just disappeared after a week. Another thing that's possible, trying to find ways to do this ride sharing and perhaps use that money to invest in something. Dedicating one day a week to investing in some platform that really works. But that would mean finding one that really works. And the formula is this. You find a platform that is going to last for about 2 months, long enough for you to get your initial investment back. Every chance you take your interest out over and over again until you get your initial investment. But get that first, and then you let it keep running, knowing that it's all profit. You can either invest in other things with the part of the money is all profit, or spend it, suit your needs, or sell it, or just keep investing it. My suggestion would be that you invest in other things, even if you're pouring it into an IRA or something like that. But I doubt very much that one will get out of that 40-40-40 cycle if they don't find some innovative way to do it. All kinds of marketing schemes, all kinds of things on the internet are being thrust at us forever. Some of them sound so good. If you go to YouTube, every 2 seconds seems like a commercial about how you can make all kinds of money online, and most of the time you don't end up making anything. You just end up doing all the work. But when it's time to get paid, nothing. And so I will let you know if I get paid on this Clickly, or I get paid in crypto from another platform I was in that was paying very well for a long time, and suddenly said they had to shut down because they got hacked. So they shut down for a month or two and begin to reprogram and get more security. And their promise was that they would be open January the 4th, which is today. The time they gave was 3:59, January the 4th. And they said all of the money that was on there is intact. So I'm going to wait until this evening, until the night, or maybe tomorrow. I don't know if I want to stay up until 12 o'clock just to see if they're up. And if they're up tomorrow, I can begin to start taking out the interest from my investments again, or putting more money in again. I had made about $9 a day, 5 days a week. And I was thinking of putting in more and building it up more. So we'll see what happens with that. Next week, I'll let you know. And if it comes back, it will mean that they are actually honest. And I'll let you know how to join that group by going to a link that I'll share with you. And you can try it, because you see, it only takes 30 days before you can get your initial investment back, along with the interest if you want to. And you can start using this platform with some small amount, like $10 or something, you know. Why not chance it? I started with 20. And by the time I was done, I have made 2 or 3 times as much as I constantly put in, and things were going well until this security breach. And I'll let you know if it is a security breach or not by next year. Excuse me, not next year. I'm thinking of another one. By at the end of next week when we do our next radio show. Our next radio show on the fourth leg. Before that, I'd like to let you know that we have another radio show on this station called Life on Planet Earth, which talks about life, living, practical spirituality, and how to survive in a world that seems to have gone mad. So we finished the show today, and we are always happy to be here, and we thank you for being with us. Visit our website if you want to really support the show. Make a donation through this platform, or you can go to our website and go to our payments and donation page and make a donation. Any donation of $10 and over will give you the opportunity to get our new book. Yes, we have a new ebook called The Gathering of the Chosen. It talks about life, love, spirituality, and how you can observe the world, see things clearly, and become the giant you are meant to be. Thanks for being with us. May your year be as beautiful as your thoughts. Namaste, everyone.